I know I have the support. Myself and 9 other colleagues of mine have committed to supporting my presidency, and I look forward to the caucus in December and then the formal vote and inauguration in January.
So what is a Mike Fenton City Council presidency going to mean for Springfield?
Well, I hope that it means fairness above all else, enforcement of the City Council rules, of Mass General Law, and of the laws of the United States of America. I want to make sure that we have the rule of law in that body and a decorum that's conducive to legislating so that we can be deliberative about our legislative process.
Is that a criticism of the way the council's been run in the past?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think that this body is steeped in history and tradition, and I look forward to honoring those traditions and that history while also making sure that we abide by the obligations that we owe to the people of this Commonwealth, this country, and this city.
You mentioned history. We've had what turned out to be a historic city council election in Springfield, because in January the council majority will be made up of people who are Black or Latino heritage, and it'll be the first time that there will be the so-called minority majority council.
It's very exciting. I think it's a positive reflection on our electoral process. I think it shows that we've come a long way in the last 40 years in terms of city government, and Springfield is not the exception of this rule. We're seeing this all across the Commonwealth and all across the nation. I think it's worth noting as well that in addition to the ethnic and demographic diversity that we have on the council, we also now have geographic diversity in terms of the members of this body as a result of our ward representation, which has empowered groups and classes of people who previously were unsuccessful in their bids for local elected government. We're also seeing an influx of youth and millennials participating in government, and I am one of those folks, and I am very fortunate for having the position that I have, and I owe it to our system and the voters of the city.
At 26, you'll be the youngest city council president in Springfield's history. You also will be the first council president who was elected from as a ward representative as opposed to at large. So is this a sign that ward representation is working the way the supporters of it intended when it was put in place, but 6 years ago now?
I would love to be the flag bearer and an example of success for ward representation. I can't speak to that. I think that the voters and the public are the ones who are in the best position to decide whether or not I personify that. I hope that I do. I strive to every day, and I think that the system is working.
I know you didn't want to talk about a specific agenda, but do you want to talk about maybe one or two priorities, just in general terms, that you'd like to see the city move in a particular direction, aside from what you mentioned in terms of the way you intend to conduct the council's business?
This council will enforce the rules. This council will exercise its authority and its autonomy to the full extent of the law. And I think you're going to find that to be a new approach under my leadership. If you're asking about policy perspectives without being specific before we roll out a full platform in December and January, I think the two top priorities are and have always been, for several decades in Springfield, public safety and economic development. And those will be cornerstones of my administration.
The Springfield has what's known as a strong mayor form of government. I noticed in a recent interview the new mayor-elect of Boston, another city which has a strong mayor system of government, was quoted as saying that he hoped to include the city council as a partner in government. Do you think the city council has been a full partner in government in Springfield, and if not, what needs to change about that?
I think that this mayor and this council have had a relationship that has been evolving over the course of the last 4 years since I've been a member of that body. I respect the mayor. I consider him a friend. I think he's doing an excellent job in many respects, and I look forward to working with him as the leader of the city council. Insofar as the council and the mayor interact, I think you'll find in a strong mayor system there is going to be a constant putting your toe in the water, so to speak, and taking the political temperature. And I think that the mayor and the council have done a much better job of understanding how that process works. And it's resulted us in this body and the mayor's office having better communication in recent years. And I look forward to building on that.